Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates and the Accelerate Success Institute Business Accelerator Call. Thank you so much for attending today. Good to have you here. And are you ready to start off this next year powerfully? Then you're on the right call. You have the power to change the world with your area of expertise. You have the power to change the world with your area of expertise. And you might be trying harder than you need to sell your products and your services. So today's call is for you if you want to discover the one thing, the number one thing you're missing that can and does make a real difference in moving your business to the next level. And attracting your preferred client, and attracting them with peace and with ease. Today, you'll discover 5 ways you as a business leader can make a lasting difference for you, your business, and your clients. And I'll share with you a path for changing the world in your area of genius. And before we get started, I do want to invite all of you to come to a profitability lab introduction. We do those every month, usually the second Thursday of the month in the morning. We have added some in the month of January and February. We're playing with a variety of different dates to see if that works for people. So we will be having another profitability lab introduction, which is a half-day lab introduction, on Monday, January 25th. And then the following one is on February 11th, which is a Thursday again. They are in the morning, although the 25th one on January is actually in the afternoon, so at 1 o'clock. And I hope you will join us. This is a really great way to actually get in touch with your contribution. So if you want more, then I highly recommend you join us for the Profitability Lab introduction on those dates. So January 25th or in February, February 11th. So today is all about your contribution, and your contribution is unique. It's unique to who you are. Nobody has a contribution like you do. And what you do in your area of expertise is unique. Why? It's unique because you deliver it uniquely. You are hardwired to deliver your area of expertise a certain way, a way that resonates with just the right ideal client. And you, and only you, have a unique experiences that have shaped your life and have shaped who you are today. And having you, and only you, delivering your area of expertise the unique way that you deliver it. Yet we think that we have to do something a certain way to attract clients. And you may be trying harder to push your products and services rather than attracting and pulling in your ideal clients. And it involves you actually creating an opening, being authentically who you are with a level of awareness, to invite those new clients in by enrolling them and enrolling them in something bigger, something that they can connect with. And this is all about your contribution. And the number one thing that is often missing that can make a real difference in moving your business to the next level is getting connected with that unique contribution that you make in the world. Now, your contribution, it's different than your vision. It's distinct from your vision. It's distinct from your mission. It's distinct from your purpose. Now, your vision is a statement about your view of the future. It's a future world. It's not about you, but it includes you. In my book, Me, Myself, and Why, we go through that exercise of identifying those values that you hold so dear and put them into action, into a vision that's clear. More times than not, my vision has been a deciding foundation for a foundation for decision making. Now, my vision is a world that embraces quality, nurtures wisdom, and values integrity, a world where together we share our uniqueness to motivate others to strive for excellence while demonstrating courage, character, and balance. And those core values in there are emphasized with an action verb, to see it in action, and that's my vision. Your mission is how you carry out what you naturally do. How do you carry that out? What is your mission? Yeah, your purpose is the essence of who you are. And a lot of that has come from your natural wiring. My purpose is to teach. It's really simple. And so is your purpose. It's really simple. When you strip away all of the roles and titles, it's simplistic. It's the essence of who you are, and that's your purpose. But your contribution in the world gives you your why. Your contribution is important in growing your business and in your profitability. My contribution, I believe that when business owners are successful, they pay it forward. And they pay it forward to nonprofits and causes. And those nonprofits and causes go out into the world and they help their communities. And those communities know what it's like to be helped and they pay it forward. And you have this ripple effect. And through that ripple effect, I believe we will achieve world, global peace. Now, standing in the contribution of global peace, what now is possible? I'm not standing in a contribution, oh, if I work hard, I'll grow my business. No. What inspires you is the contribution, and you and others, is the contribution you're making through your work. You get in touch with that contribution, you are unstoppable. Imagine if you try to show someone how to play golf while standing on a tennis court. And if it sounds familiar, yes, this is something I blogged about. They won't be able to fully understand the game. Why? Because the context is off. And your contribution gives you context under which you operate each and every day. And if the context is off when trying to play the game of golf on a tennis court, then what difference might context make also in your decision-making? So if you are making decisions in the context of confusion, scarcity, fear, frustration, then your actions will align with that fear, with that scarcity, with that confusion. And it does remind me of the story of a business owner who owned a training company, 18-hour workdays. He's trying to do everything himself, bringing in the sales, executing the training contracts, trying to do everything himself. Now, did he have employees? Yes. Did he set up incentive programs to compensate them? Yes, but it's not the compensation programs in themselves. So if you're developing programs in your business without context and you're wondering why it's not enrolling people, why they're not bringing in referrals, it's because you as a leader need to enroll them in the contribution that your business is making. So as the story goes, the mentor asked the business owner how his referral program was going. And the business owner was discouraged, frustrated. So the mentor asked the business owner, hey, are you holding your employees to their promises on the number of referrals? Well, the employees are not motivated. So the business owner said that he was not holding his employees to account. Why? Well, if I hold my team to account, they might leave. They might get angry. So who benefits? Does the business owner benefit from making, you know, a program out of thin air and then not enrolling his employees? If he's taking action in the context of, I don't want to hold someone to account because they might leave, is that enrolling someone? No. Are you going to be able to meet your contribution in that? No. There's no context. And so the mentor asked the business owner what contribution he made, and the business owner said, you know, we changed lives. We changed lives through our training. Families who had a lot of conflict have tools that change their family dynamic for the better. And the mentor said, you know, you changed the lives of families, so what's possible if you and your employees took action inside of the context of transforming family lives? Like, what if for a moment those employees got in touch with that they're a part of a company that changes families' lives? And every time they don't do that, that's one more family that doesn't have the tools to be a united family unit. I mean, that's the context you want your employees, your team, your strategic partners to know about. And the business owner, when he got in touch with that, said, wow, whole new opportunities would open up if my employees were in touch with how much our training changes that family dynamic. Getting referrals almost seems easier. Yes. And as the business owner, when you don't hold your employees to account on a promise that they made, what are you telling your employees? And the business owner said, I'm telling them that they're not capable, and I know they are. So the mentor said, if you hold them to account on the number of referrals they promised and in the context of changing lives, what does that make available for your employees? And the business owner said, it changes everything. It sounds more fun. They get to see how their actions serve our bigger contribution. They now have a context of how their jobs relate to the contribution of family life, of all these families, this big community of families. So now everyone takes action inside of the context of the contribution. And when you take action inside the contribution, inside the context of your contribution, it's like playing golf on a golf course, not on a tennis court. And it will add new insights, and it makes a world of difference. Because now, when you have it in your mind, the contribution, the big impact that you have in the world, when you make decisions inside of the contribution, not the limitations, not the fear, not the scarcity, you set up a game that everybody wants to play. Now let's take the U.S., the United States of America. All right, what is the contribution of the U.S.? Now, you know, other countries have other contributions that they make in the world as a collective body. And there's great countries. I get to work with clients in all of them. So, in many of them, I should say. And there's other great countries, Canada, Australia, you know, other parts of the world that are listening. And, but what does America offer that is unique? You know, if you look at the inspiration that comes from being a country of the land of opportunity, kind of those rags to riches stories, like Henry Ford, for example. You know, he said, everyone will have a horseless carriage, now known as the automobiles. He made it possible for people to upgrade their life. Rags to riches story. Steve Jobs, you know, he made it possible for people, and I don't know if he was in touch with his contribution, but he made it possible for people to see generations they wouldn't have seen, to share communications that wouldn't have been shared, to have ideas come to life, to push boundaries. Warren Buffett, Sam Walton, inspiring entrepreneurs of the world in delivering programs, products, and services that people needed. The U.S. is the land of higher education, learning standards. We've got Harvard, we got Stanford, we got, you know, MIT, U of M. Right? People from around the world come to these institutions to learn. You know, we often say how much the economic and political arena, you know, and there's a lot of criticism for it. But when you really look at it, you know, a lot of other countries simply don't have voting privileges like America does. So there are good and valuable contributions that people in getting in touch with. It's important. Those are the contributions. And other countries have different contributions, like Latin America to music or Europe to art, right? They have the most beautiful art, and there's their contribution to the world. So as a business leader, you getting in touch with your contribution makes a difference, not only for you and the action that you take and the decisions that you make, but for your team and your business. I'm going to share with you the five ways that you as a business leader can make a lasting difference for you, your business, and your clients when you really get clear about your contribution. Number one, above all, it will give you much added clarity, because it now then doesn't become about you personally. It transcends you. Your contribution transcends you. You know, look at the big contributors, the big impact, Henry Ford, you know. Everyone will have a horseless carriage. Steve Jobs, everyone will have information at the fingertips. You know, my contribution of global peace. Number two, your contribution gives context for decision making. For decision making. Think of a time where you made a decision based on a concern rather than your contribution. And I'll bet what happened is that you shrank, not physically, but you shrank in your idea, in the action that you took, in claiming, in identifying what was possible. Oh, well, maybe we need to give them a discount. Well, maybe I shouldn't do that right now, slowing up your progress. When you take action consistent with a concern, are you taking action consistent with your contribution? Your decision making will change. And it will also help you make decisions quicker. Number three, your contribution enrolls your team. Bar none, it enrolls your team, whether your team are employees, whether your team is made up of independent contractors. And here's how it does. One of the fastest growing concierge companies and executive relocation is the Betty Brigade. And they have an amazing team of people. And when we went through the exercise of really getting in touch with the unique contribution, now they do organizing services, they do executive relocation, they will unpack. But when it really came down to it, and I asked, what do your clients say to you? There was a recurring theme about what their clients said. And personally, I've used them, and I can attest to this as well. And that is that you're left with, as a client, complete and total peace and ease over what would have been or could have been a stressful situation. Think about it. People, you know, have to move their parents into a home. Betty Brigade comes in, helps them sift and sort through, you know, 30, 50 years of stuff. That can be overwhelming. And to have someone come in and do that, a trusted souls that come in and do that for you, how lighter that makes you feel, how freer that makes you feel when you've got other stuff that you're maybe having to work with or deal with. You know, usually that's after a passing, like one of the parents passed, or your executive relocation, you got to make sure that family comes in. Betty Brigade comes in and does that. So they provide more than just relocation services. Their contribution in the world is creating peace and ease around relocation. Creating peace and ease. So as I ask the employees, what would it mean, employees, if you had more peace and ease in your life? What would that make available to you? And as we started talking, things came out. Like, I'd have a better relationship with my daughter, my husband, my, you know, future son. Yeah. So now the employees are enrolled in the contribution that they have. The other issue was, so sometimes your employees don't want to sell or upsell. Now let's take a look at that. Let's reframe that too. What if the customers or clients had more peace and ease in their life? What if you weren't upselling, you were providing an option to upservice them. And they can either say yes or they can say no and powerfully choose in the process. Now employees taking action inside of the context of we provide peace and ease. Here's another option for you. Did you know we can do this? Oh, I didn't know that. Great. Well, here's something else. Would that be helpful to you? This is, you know, I think sometimes people have this issue with selling because of what they think it is pushing and persuading, and it's not. What if you could just be with your client wherever they are in all their emotion and just simply make an offer? And they can either accept it or not. Inside of that context that we provide peace and ease. Now, you wouldn't necessarily say that with the client. You know, we provide peace and ease. But again, you're taking action inside that context. So you can see how much easier it is for your employees when they also get connected with that contribution. And in this case, what happened is there was a 90% increase in sales, all because employees got in touch with the contribution that they were making in the community that they served. So not only does it clarify your direction, it gives you context for your decision making. It enrolls your team and has them also have easier decision making and action. And it also shifts from push to pull, to attract, to offer. And number five, it has a lasting, long-term impact on the community of people that you serve. You're not just a resume builder coach. You empower others to create a life they love. You're not just a franchise broker. You empower others to achieve their financial and time freedom. You're not just a health and wellness coach. You show generations how to know each other that wouldn't have known each other if they don't get healthy. You may provide a software program. It's not just the software program you provide. What happens? How are people feeling when they use your software? What's made possible for them as a result of that? Stand in that contribution. And I really want you to think about the path for changing the world. And the world is changed community to community to community. So resume writing coach, you help people find a job, but you empower them to create a life they love. So number one, in the path for changing the world, keep asking yourself why you're doing what you're doing. What impact does it have? Does your product help change a whole community? Does it transform agriculture? You know, there's some products out there that transform the way water is absorbed through plants. The impact that you're making is that you're transforming a whole community of growers, people that farmers. It's a whole community and the impact that they're having. And with farmers getting, you know, a lot of farmers are having a tough time being in certain parts of the world, and you're shrinking. So what's going to happen is you're going to preserve the natural foods rather than having them mass produced. If we don't have farmers, we don't have a way to farm our food. So really ask yourself, who's the community that gets impacted? Number two, you want to look at really getting to the heart of what you do. And when you start to tap into the emotion of what you do, you will have found your contribution. And keep asking yourself, okay, I'm a resume writing coach. Why do I do that? Well, I do that to help people find jobs. Okay, well, once they help find jobs, then what? Well, they're happy. Okay, they're great. They're happy. But really, what are they happy about? Oh, they're happy because I help them create a life they love. That's your contribution. And when you get in touch with that, whole worlds open up. New possibilities become possible. And things that weren't going to happen now can happen because of your contribution. And three, you really want to get clear on the community and the impact on that community. I mentioned the health and wellness coach. It's not just a health and wellness coach. If you're working in a certain community and they didn't get healthy, what would happen? They wouldn't know their grandchildren. So you're creating legacy, a legacy that wasn't going to happen if you didn't do what you were doing. And that is really what contribution is all about. There's a ripple effect. As I mentioned with the Betty Brigade, they create peace and ease around relocation. And yes, their employees initially had concerns over sales. Oh, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to feel pushy. Well, if you're taking action inside of I have to upsell them by a certain amount, certainly that's going to come off to the client, right? But what if you took action inside of the contribution of we provide peace and ease around the relocation? I'm going to make an offer. You have free will, yes or no. No pressure. But really in educating people on what is the after effect of what they will get. And, you know, as I said, when they got really connected with that contribution, sales increased 90% in 30 days. Why? Because they up-serviced, not upselled. They didn't push anything. They simply made an offer. Employees saw for themselves getting connected to what is available to them if they had more peace and ease in their life. And they found a new way to take action inside of a contribution versus a concern. And that's what you make available for yourself when you get in touch with that contribution. You'll find your focus. You'll find that you have the greatest impact and you create yourself as unstoppable. You really do. If you ever think about somebody who created something really big, like Henry Ford, like Steve Jobs, like Warren Buffett, you know, like Sam Walton, right? Unstoppable. Because they had a contribution a contribution bigger than themselves. I'm sure you've heard of the, I think she's a Nobel Peace Prize winner or candidate, Malala, I think is her name, and she stood up to the Taliban. No, women deserve to be educated, right? And she got shot and as a young child, and amazing things. Mother Teresa, you know, standing in the contribution of care for the underserved and the poor. I mean, these are people that had big contributions they were making in the world and were unstoppable even in the face of significant harm for themselves. And through that contribution, you begin to educate, you begin to inform, you begin to make a lasting, long-term impact. And you create a ripple effect. And you create this ebb and flow that begins to happen. Necessary, it's almost energetic, and it creates this ebb and flow of clients coming in, you giving, you receiving, you giving, you receiving, kind of like breathing. And not everybody is going to share the same contribution you will. And what you will find is that you will enroll more people, not only your clients, and you will attract them, but your strategic partners, people that you can partner with, that you may not have even considered partnering with. You may not even seen that possibility, but it arrived because they heard your contribution. You become attractive like that magnet. And it creates this energetic flow in and out, just like breathing. And you create this space for others, like your employees, like your strategic partners, like your independent contractors, to be part of something bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than themselves, and something that will pay forward. One of the important things that I have integrated into my own business practice is to fundraise at my Wake Up Profitable. And every year, I select a nonprofit. And it's interesting that as I share this with others, how many nonprofits have come forward and said, hey, we want to partner with you. Now, the interesting thing about that is, though, when I got started, I didn't know how. Like, we don't know the how necessarily. And the interesting thing is the how shows up. I was thinking, gee, every year I select a new nonprofit. How am I going to do that? And I prefer smaller nonprofits, right? But that's just my own preference. And I said, gee, I want to really partner with these nonprofits and make a big impact for them in their communities. It's part of that trickle effect, part of my contribution, right? But I didn't know how I was going to do that. And guess what? The how shows up. The how shows up. And it did. For now, the next couple of years, I already have nonprofits. And it shows up. So sometimes you get so stuck in, oh, this is a great idea, but how are we going to make it happen? Take a step back and say, what's the contribution that we're making here? And that will give you context. And when you get the context, and you're really in touch with, I mean really in touch with that context, that contribution, and you take action inside of that contribution, not the concern, not the scarcity, not the fear, But the contribution, that's when worlds open. That's when possibility starts to open up for you. Because you changed the way that you looked at things. You began taking action inside of that bigger contribution. So instead of saying, oh, yeah, you know, we fundraise for nonprofits, great. But what are you opening up? You know, we have some people who provide services to nonprofit organizations. Some of my clients do, but they do so much more than that. They help them fundraise. They improve their chances, they improve their fundraising goals. And I really want you to get in touch with, they do more than that. They help the nonprofits give back to their communities in ways that wasn't going to happen if they didn't provide those services. So they create possibility for nonprofits. So I encourage you to really get in touch with the contribution you're making in the world. Come to our half-day profitability lab introduction if you don't know what your contribution is. I mean, if your contribution, oh yeah, that's nice, it might sound nice, but if it doesn't really get you into the heart of things, I mean, really impact you, then that's not your contribution. You know, every time I think about global peace, wow, every time I think about how am I going to do, you know, how am I going to impact 100,000 entrepreneurs, the how shows up. As most of you know, I'm getting ready to launch the Lab Leaders, and my profitability Lab Leaders will take my work and they're going to be leading labs. And the right people are coming into my path very effortlessly in doing that. So taking action inside of your contribution, the how shows up. So, with that, I just want to remind you that you have the power to change the world with your area of expertise. You do. You and only you. Deliver your area of expertise that is unique. Nobody has that same contribution that you do. You're wired to deliver it a certain way, and it resonates with just the right ideal client. And you and only you have a unique experience and experiences that shaped your life and shaped who you are today. And you deliver it in a certain way. Start enrolling your employees, your strategic partners, your independent contractors, your business partners with that contribution, and watch what happens. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being part of the Business Accelerator calls. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.